Well, there is intense focus on Iran, where it's unclear how widespread the coronavirus is amid deep concerns of gross underreporting. It is certain, though, that from Iran, the virus has started to spread out across the Middle East, and now doctors in Iran are pleading with the regime to do more to contain the virus. Eleni Soltis reports.
31-year-old Sydney resident Nazanin has for months been looking forward to going to Iran for a family wedding.
Personally, it's the case of I have planned for this, obviously, for months. The ticket's been purchased, have made appropriate arrangements at work, have purchased the gifts because the gift culture is quite big in Iran as well. So I've purchased gifts for everyone in the family. Everyone's looking forward to it. And now I am at the brink of having to make a decision within the next pretty much 3-4 days whether or not I have to cancel.
There is another reason why Nazanin is eager to go to Iran. It will be the first time in 18 years she will be able to celebrate the Persian New Year, Nowruz, next month. And that often involves travelling and large gatherings.
We usually travel, to different states in Iran during the season. You have to go and visit family members, friends. For us, it's that one-on-one visit that we have to go. It's like an obligation. And it's part of the Nowruz tradition, which people can't do right now.
The epicentre in Iran is the holy Shiite city of Qom. Kamia Alai is an Iranian doctor who co-authored Iran's national plan for the control of HIV/AIDS more than a decade ago and is now a visiting professor at the University of Oxford. He spoke to PM from New York.
We have a lot of Chinese working in Iran. We have a group of them, they work in Qom. And we have some Iranians that they went to China and came back.
Millions of pilgrims visit the holy city of Qom each year. And Dr. Alai says it's easy to see how the virus has spread elsewhere in the Middle East.
Given we have holy places over there, so there are a lot of people that go and visit. And if you see, we have a lot of reported cases in almost all the border countries like Turkey, Iraq, UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Oman, and all of them, they were from Iran.
Iran has the highest death toll outside of China at 19, but the number of reported infections remain well below 200. Experts believe the coronavirus death rate is about 2%, and critics of Iran's handling of the outbreak are asking about the other 98%. Hadi Gaemi is the executive director of the Center for Human Rights in Iran and is based in the United States.
It looks like people who made decisions were not public health experts, but military and political leaders who wanted not to impact the celebration of the revolution on February 12th, as well as the parliamentary election last week. And again, the virus must have got into the country by late January, very early February, if the number of fatalities started to pile up in the last 10 days.
And in the interim, a group of doctors from various universities in Tehran has called on the government to shut down schools, universities, theatres, cinemas and stadiums. Are we seeing a divide here between the regime and professionals and health practitioners on the ground?
Indeed, we're seeing such a division.
And with US sanctions, the recent US assassination of an Iranian commander, the subsequent Iranian missile launch on 2 military bases in Iraq, and the downing of a Ukrainian airline in Tehran, Hadi Gaemi says Iran is feeling a lot of pressure at the moment.
They're not so much concerned about controlling the epidemic, but they're more concerned about their grip on their power.
Hadi Gaemi is the executive director at the Center for Human Rights in Iran in the United States. Eleni Soltis with that report.